Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 12th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Baba Kama, Perik Shlishi, Mishnah Zayin. Hamavakeya Bershus HaYochid, a person who's chopping wood in a private domain, in his backyard, for example, and he's doing it with permission. He's allowed to chop the wood there. V'hizik Bershus HaRabim, but he caused damage, something splintered off and hit someone in the Bershus HaRabim. Or the other way around, Bishus Rabim, he's chopping wood in the Bishus Rabim, Hizik Bishus HaYochid, and some wood splintered off and hit someone in their front yard or backyard. Even though there's not a Rabim there, there's not a public there. Bishus HaYochid, or he might have been, if he was chopping wood in his own private yard, private property, Hizik Bishus HaYochid, and he caused damage to someone in their property, in their private property. Even though he was chopping with perfect permission, with shus, and there weren't a lot of people around there. There were not a rabbim there around in the Nasek, and you'd think he wouldn't have to occur to him that he's going to cause damage with such an action. It was, you know, he didn't mean to cause damage, and he didn't think he'd cause damage. Nevertheless, chayev, he's obligated in all these cases to pay for the full damage. Why? Because Adam Muad La'olam, man is considered a Muad. He's considered already warned, and he has to think that it's possible that he can cause damage with what he's doing, and therefore he has to act even with more extreme precaution, and therefore he's chayv for full damages. Mishnah Ches. We're going to talk about three different types of cases with oxen damaging each other, men damaging each other, or men and oxen damaging each other. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Shvarim Tamim Shechov Lo Zeh Zeh. Two oxen, they're both Tamim, which means they both have not been warned more than three times, and they cause damage to each other. Meshalmim Bamoiseh Chatzi Nezek. We work out what is the difference between the damages, and whatever the difference is, they pay. The one whose animal caused more damage pays half the nezek, because a tam only pays half the nezek. So, for example, you had Reuven's ox gored Shimon's ox, caused $100. The ox of Shimon caused damage. The tam of Shimon caused damage to the tam of Reuven. We call it an ox which is a tam, by 40 zuz, or $40. So the difference is 60. Reuven, which caused the bigger damage, pays not 60, but half of 60, pays 30. Why? Because that's the law. The law is that a tam only pays chatzi nezek. Shnehem mu'odim. What happens if both oxen that cause damage to each other were mu'odim, were a mu'od? They've been warned before, and therefore there's no chatzi nezek anymore. Meshalmim ba'moyser nezek shalom. They will pay for the difference in the damages, full damages. So in the case we said before, where Reuven's ox caused $100 of damage and Shimon's ox caused only $40 damage, the difference is 60, so Reuven will have to pay the full 60. That's the difference, that's the moiser, that's the extra. Why? Because a mu'ud pays nezek shalom. Now, the Mishnah talks about a bit more complicated case. Echad tam ve'echad mu'ud. The ox of one of them was a tam, who normally pays only half damages, and the ox of the other was a mu'ud, pays full damages. Mu'ud b'tam, so if the mu'ud caused more damage to the tam than the tam caused to it, for example, Reuben's ox was a mu'ud, causes damage to Shimon's ox, and Shimon's ox was a tam, and it caused damage to the other ox. So the difference, let's say that the tam, or the mu'ud of Reuven, caused $100 of damage. The tam of Shimon caused only 40. Well, what's the difference? 60. The owner of the mu'ud, that's Reuven, has to pay full 60. Meshalim ba'moiseh nezek shalom. Says the Mishnah, Reuven will have to pay the full damages between them. Because we look at how much damage was caused. Reuven's ox, which was a mu'ud, caused $100. Shimon's ox, which was a tam, caused 40. Right? The mu'ud caused more. He pays the difference of the damages in full, which is 60. Tom ba mu'ud. What happens the other way around? If the tam caused more damage to the moor than the moor caused the tam. So Ruvain, Shor of Ruvain was a tam, for example, and the ox of Shimon was a moor. So here you have the tam caused $100 of damage. Shimon's ox caused only $40 of damage. The difference is 60. So Ruvain, who owned the tam, will only pay half the nezek, half of 60, which is 30. That's the difference. The way we've learned Pshat in the Mishnah is the way Rabbeinu Osher, the way Rosh learns the Mishnah. And according to the way that we've just learned it, what does Bamoisor mean? What does the extra, what does the difference mean? It means that the party, that the tam pays the difference in the damages, not the difference in their chiyuv to pay, but the difference in their damage. And this is despite the fact that the chiyuv of payment of a tam by himself, if it wouldn't have been this ox against ox, it would have been just his damage. We would have only looked at his half damage of what he caused. But when they clash with each other, when a tam and a mu'ud clash with each other, says the Rosh, we don't first have the tam's obligation. No, we don't do that. We look at what is the raw amount of damage of each party, get the difference, and then the tam will pay half, or if it's a mu'ud that had more, it'll be the mu'ud paying the full. Okay, that's how the Rosh learns. However, the Rambam learns differently. He learns, what does it mean, Moisar, he pays on the difference in the chiyuv of Tashlumim, the difference in their obligations to pay, not the difference between the amounts of the damage. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it'll work like this. If the ox of Ruvain was a mu'ud, and the ox of Shimon was a tam, and the mu'ud, Ruvain's ox, caused $100 damage, tam caused $40 of damage. Which is the case we said before. What happens? Ruvain would pay $80 more, much more than the way the Rosh worked out. Why $80? Because what we do is we say like this: we say Ruvain is a mu'ud. His ox is a mu'ud. So his obligation of $100 is full. That's $100 obligation. We look at Shimon. Shimon was the tam, cost $40, but that's only $40 damage. But what's the chiyuv? What's the obligation to pay? Only 20. Tam only pays 20. So I say that his obligation to pay is only 20 as a tam. Ruvain, the ox, was pay 100. What's the difference between 100 and 20? It's 80. So that's what he'll have to pay. Ruvain will have to pay the full $80 damages. Whereas according to the Rosh, we said before, it was the raw amount of damage that we look at and then divide by half. So you get a different result. And similarly, what happens the other way around? What happens if you have a case where Reuven's ox was the tam and Shimon's was the mu'ud and the tam caused $100 of damage? The ox of Shimon caused 40. So what would we do then? We'd say, well, Reuven's ox is a tam, caused $100 of damage, but his obligation is only 50. So we already have it at the time, we have it straight away, 50. Shimon was a mu'ud, 40, full obligation, that's 40. What's 50 minus 40? 10. And that's all he'll have to pay. He'll only have to pay 10 zuz, $10. So according to the Rambam, when our Mishnah says you pay in the moisor, in the extra, in the difference, you pay that, it means you pay the difference of the obligations, is how you work it out, the difference between their obligation. V'chein, continues the Mishnah. V'chein shenei anoshim, similarly, if you have two men, shechoblu ze bo ze, that injured each other, meshalmi b'moisa nezek shalom, they pay in the difference full damages. Because odom mu'ud la'olam, a man is always a mu'ud. No argument about that. But the next case, we're going to have a machlokes. Adam b'mu'ud. What happens if a man did injury to an ox that's a mu'ud? A mu'ud b'adam, and the ox did damage to the man. Meshalim b'moisa nezek shalom. They pay, the difference will be full damages. Well, they're both a mu'ud. Makes sense. But what happens when it's adam b'tam? B'tam b'adam. A man injures an ox that's a tam. The tam injures the adam. Odom b'tam, let's say the damages was more, what the man caused to the tam, then meshalim b'moisa nezek shalom, he pays full damages, just like we said before, in the case of an ox that's a mu'ud, an ox that's a tam. Why? Because an Adam is Mo'ed Lailam. An Adam is considered automatically a Mo'ed. Tamba Mo'ed Adam. And if the Tam caused damage to the man and caused more damage than what the man caused to it, Meshalim B'Mo'esenet Chatzi Nezek, then the Tam will pay the difference of half a Nezek, as we explained before, depending on how we learn, like the Rosh or the Rambam, that we look at the difference between the raw damage and then take half of that, or the difference between their obligations. However, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says no. He says, Af tam shechavel ba'adam, meshalim ba'mos ha'nezek shalom. He says, when it's a case of an animal that's a tam with a human being, then we don't use the normal rules of half nezek for a tam. We say that when it's a tam that injures a man, a tam animal injures a man, then the owner has to pay, meshalim ba'mos ha'nezek shalom, you pay full damages. Rabbi Akiva holds that this concept of paying chatzi damages or chatzi nezek is only with ox and ox, not ox and man. The Gemara explains what's the reason of their machlokes. The machlokes is as follows. The pasuk says, Oiven yigach, oivas yigach, kamishpat hazeh yosalai. Or if a son he will gore, or a daughter, the animal will gore, kamishpat hazeh, like this law, so shall be done to him. So the Tanakhama learns, what does it mean, kamishpat hazeh, like this law? It means like the law of an ox with an ox, so shall be treated the case of an ox with a man. Just like with an ox eating an ox, and a tam only pays chatzi nezek, the mu'ed will pay full nezek. So too with an ox and a man, if they injure each other, they damage each other, the tam will pay chatzi nezek, and the man, which is a mu'ed, who is a mu'ed, always pays nezek shalom. However, Rabbi Akiva learns no. Rabbi Akiva says, kamishpat hazeh, like this law, meaning like the law of the mu'ed, which has just been mentioned in earlier on in the psukim just before that, which talk about a shor mu'ed. And the Torah wants to say, kamishpat hazeh, like this law of the mu'ed, the who pays nezek shalim, full damages, ye osa loy, so shall be done to it, to any ox that gores a man, even if it's a tam. We disregard a tam or mu'ed, whatever it is, always pay nezek shalim. However, one thing Rabbi Akiva does agree, even according to Rabbi Akiva, there's one rule about a tam that will apply even when it hits a man, when it injures with a man, and that is the fact that a tam, the owner of a tam, an animal of a tam, will only pay migufoi. Migufoi means he can only pay damages up to a maximum of the value of the ox that caused the damage. So if the ox tam was worth $100, even if it caused $1,000 damage, Rabbi Akiva would say, well, it only pay as much as its body is, migufoi. And he learns that because it says, he osa loy loyom limins migufoi. So Rabbi Akiva would agree that part or that halacha of a tam does apply even in a case of a tam with an odom, with a tam with a human being, and therefore he'd only pay up to a maximum of migufoi. The halacha, who's the halacha like? The halacha is like the Tanakhama, that there is no difference, that when a tam injures a man, we still apply the law of chatzi nezek, even in that case, even with a tam, with an ox and a human being.